Oh, roughly since it started. I might have been come lately around the 3 months, just 3 months, 6 months. I'd heard about it, and I was curious. And one of our founding members, Mary O'Hanlon, had invited me to come to a meeting. I came and I never looked back.
Tell me, what have you been doing here over the last two decades?
Well, first, enjoying ourselves. Secondly, keeping in touch with one another. It's lovely to look forward to a Wednesday and to know that you're going to see the familiar faces. And actually, our founder, Marion Maloney, suggested at one meeting that we sit beside somebody different every week and get to know one another. And I had the good fortune to sit beside Delia. And Delia came up with this idea of encouraging a writer's group. She put it to Marion. Marion contacted John McGrath, and we are now ready to announce our 200th script.
Wow.
We have a marvellous writer's group. We have roughly 14 to 16 members. We have six sessions a term. And we started with John McGrath as our facilitator. We must thank Kerry Education Services for that. And then Marion Relihan took over as our leader, and she is incapacitated at the moment, but keeps an eye on us, and Barbara Derbyshire is in the chair.
Mm-hmm, fantastic. What do you love about coming here, Martina?
What do I love? You only have to look at me and listen to me. I'm a born show-off. Look, I'm ready for chat. I love looking forward to the friendly faces. I love the stimulation it gives. The whole idea even of, you wouldn't think it, I know, to look at me today, but you wouldn't think it. You dress up to come on a Wednesday. You come in with a smile. If people haven't been here for a while, it's lovely to see them back. And there was a marvellous art group here, which is a bit defunct at the moment. We had wonderful festivals every year, the Bealtaine Festival. You have a look around at our art. But that was just once a year. But at least coming once a week is most enjoyable. I look forward to it.
Maureen Lawler.
Maureen. And you've been coming here from very much the beginning yourself as well.
Yes, maybe not the first meetings, but my husband died suddenly, and I was very lost and lonely. And somebody suggested coming here, and I did. And I knew a lot of the people that were here, but then they became friends. And they really did. After a couple of years, I was able to smile again. And the leader at that time was Marion Maloney, who became a great friend of mine. And she died on the 6th of January last year. But she was an incredible woman. She came from County Cork. And she trained to be a nurse in Guy's Hospital in London. And coincidentally, I had worked there a few years after she, or before she came. But then she went out to Zimbabwe as a nurse. And when she was there, she met Kevin, who worked on the railway, and they got married, and they had one son, Luke. And she really worked in the bush, and she did a lot of things there. And then Zimbabwe, of course, she had to leave it. And herself and Kevin left it with what they had on their back and one suitcase. And they came here to respond. And she was lonely. She knew nobody. So she put an ad in the supermarket, would anybody like to meet for a cup of tea? And that started it. And Marion ran a great ship. She was an incredible woman. She had a notebook and a biro, and she started everything, you know. Delia was so interested to start the writing, and she made sure that the writing went on. She would come to every writing meeting, but I think maybe she wrote one piece. She'd go to every art class, and she did actually paint one painting, but she was at them all. And when she left, she had to go to Limerick because her husband was starting to get Alzheimer's and she wanted to be near the hospital. But she left a great ship, and we had great chair people, and we had great committees, which we have now. But we're getting older, and you know, our members are decreasing, and we're getting older. And a lot of it is because I think older people now are minding their grandchildren, and they're not actually looking for something. But we have Dutch auctions and all sorts of things to make money, and we give money to charity, and we have yoga, sitting in the chair, which we love, and the writing is going to be celebrated, and we're really looking forward to that. And some of us go to the writing group, but we really only go for the beer. And, you know, the chat, listening to everybody's take on just one prompt is great. But the group has meant so much to me, and I'm sure to other people as well. Mm-hmm. And like Martina says, I maybe mightn't dress up to come now, but I come. Even with my stick, I come. And it's great, I get a drive. If it's raining, I get a drive from somebody. And everybody, it's a really great, absolutely fabulous group. And it's great for, what do they call it now? Active aging.
Yes.
That's what we're trying to do.
Mm-hmm. Can you remember when, obviously, you came here not knowing anybody? Were you very anxious coming in these doors?
Oh, God, no. Oh, no, because I've lived in Ballybunion for many years, and you wouldn't be anxious joining anybody in Ballybunion, no way. We're nearly all, a lot of us, are blow-ins, and they don't take any notice of us. I'm here for 66 years now, so no, I love Ballybunion, and no, I wasn't a bit anxious. I was anxious because I was sad, but once I, you know, developed this friendship with people, and they helped me, and the activities helped me.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm very, very happy for you. It sounds lovely, and obviously the people here have obviously impacted your life in so many good ways.
Oh, yes, everybody. I love to chat to everybody, and the people on my phone are nearly all the members of the Active Retirement, apart from my own small family.
Mary D.
So you've been coming here for about 10 years.
About 10 years, yes.
What brings you back every time for 10 years?
Again, friends. And the talk, the chat, meeting people, and every week we have something different to discuss. And with Pat and the Hellam, she plans all these things, and we have different things every week. And then, of course, the writing would be my big thing, really, because I've always been interested in writing bits and pieces.
Like what?
We get a prompt every 2 weeks, and we can do what we like with it. And everybody, we have 12, and everybody seems to take a different story out of it. And we never overlap. We come back after the 2 weeks, and everybody has a different story with the same prompt.
Okay.
So it's very good. And we contribute to the Ballydunhill Parish Magazine and to the Bardic Festival. We send in entries to all these things. And it's the highlight, really. And then there's yoga here, and there's the St. Patrick's Day celebrations, and there's lots and lots of things going on, really. It's a big part of our lives when you live in the country and things are quiet and people don't call in anymore because COVID, I think, finished that. Yeah. And people haven't got into the habit of rambling in. You don't have your door open like always. Yeah. And this gathering is most important.
Tell me, if anyone ever wanted to, you know, maybe come in here and even see it for a day, what advice would you give them if they were just a bit too shy to come in and join the group?
To come in and join us?
Yeah.
Well, they're assured of a big, warm welcome from everybody here. And we put our arms around people because I remember coming here. And I lived down in Lisalton, and the store was my town, really. And somebody from the group here rang me after my husband dying and said, you must come back to the Active Retirement in Ballybunion, you know. And I thought, how will I get to know the people in Ballybunion? I don't know anybody there, what will I do? But I did come back, and I came to the writers, and I came here. And I was welcomed with open arms and made a big fuss. I've never felt about being an outsider, nothing. And I would definitely say to anybody that would want to join us, come along. You'll be glad you did.
Pat, you've been here since 2014. I'm getting the impression that your accent doesn't come from Ballybunion.
Well, I've originally Huddersfield, Yorkshire, and I've lived here since 1977, and no regrets. I was teaching, and for the end of my teaching career, I was in Tullamore County, Offaly. My husband was an Offaly man. And when I became a widow, I came down here, retired, and was very fortunate. Quite a few of the ladies had encouraged me to join here. And so that was 2014. And then 2 years later, I was elected chairperson. And they haven't been able to get rid of me since.
So. How did that make you feel when you were elected?
Oh, I was delighted because having lived here since 1977, I knew nearly everybody. And I had been very fortunate when we lived here in 77 onwards, I was in a public house, my father's, Hearty's Tavern on the main street. And, of course, he was a Ballybunion man. So because I'd been coming here for so many years, I knew a lot of people. And you spoke to Martina and to Mary and to Maureen. It was actually Maureen who, I won't say pestered, but she did. She pestered me and pestered me until I joined. I'd only been retired for, a couple of months. And Maureen said, oh, you have to come. And like a lot of the ladies, and we have a lovely new lady joined us recently, Mary Curry, and her base would have been Scotland.
Wow.
But she has Ballybunion relatives. But apart from that, everything is so welcoming here, and it is very democratic. What I say goes. But we are democratic. We were just having a discussion before you came in because we're going to celebrate the creative writers. And the creative writers, as Martina pointed out, are finishing their 200th script. And because of that, we're going to have a musical, Words and Music, Martina. And everyone's looking forward to that. Now, we have 43 members. And on a regular basis, we'd have 20 here. Now, unfortunately, as I said, because of different illnesses and appointments, and age-wise, hopping off to the local hospital for this and that. And so we like to keep it going every week. And as the writers said, they are very, very active. Unfortunately, you can see all the beautiful artwork around here. And I say unfortunately, not because of the art, but I say unfortunately because this year, 2023, we have no art tutor. Mm. And that's because we're very grateful to Kerry, North Kerry Education Board. They have been so good to us. They supplied the tutor for the writing. And obviously in the past, they've supplied tutors for art. But just as I say, we haven't got one this year. The greatest thing active retirement can offer is friendship. It's friendship, isn't it, ladies?
Yes.
Yeah, it really is friendship and camaraderie. And without that, I think a lot of people would be very lonely.